T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I want to appreciate where we are. Warriors Live is going to be all about where this team is going. I want to appreciate where we are right now. Because this Warriors team is one of the most interesting we're probably ever going to cover, to be totally honest with you. They're not going to be the most historic. They're not going to be the most dominant. They might be as successful as some teams in the past, but how they got there will be one of the more interesting stories to recount when we look back at all of it. They are galactically interesting. And look, I want to start with this. I'm old enough to remember when just appearing in the Western Conference Finals, that alone would feel like the top of Mount Everest to this franchise. This franchise was the Sacramento Kings with better uniforms. And they really were. They were that bad, that lost in the woods, that rudderless. And look at what a change of ownership and a couple of picks that were absolutely knocked out of the park have done for this team. Curry is the start of all of it. The start of the season. This season was the punctuation mark. Like, they started their year with their punctuation mark, where they were playing their best basketball. And then you got Klay's return costing him 50 games, which was more than anyone expected. You had Draymond missing 36 games, which was the most of his career. And then Steph is basically out the final 18 games of the year. Klay's return, looking back at it, it's pretty fabulous. Like, it's incredible what he's done. And it's amazing how much the numbers that we've complained about night in, night out are reminiscent to his career averages. Like, it hasn't always been pretty. Your eyes can lie to you and say, man, Klay's still not right. But you look at his career averages and his season averages, and he's not too far away from being the offensive player that he used to be. You got Jordan Poole, who has just, to me, been the story of the entire year. I mean, really an unbelievable story in a team full of stories, from starting to not to then this three-guard lineup. And, Ray, not a hint of jealousy. I don't even know if that's the right word, but not a hint of envy to be found after, you know, a little humility got coached into him. And, kid, take your medicine. Sometimes you got to do that as a sixth man. Sometimes Klay Thompson's back in the room. And when you're Klay Thompson on this team one day, you're going to want to be able to walk back into the room once you've earned the house credit that that guy has earned. In a year's time, where we were when last year ended and where we are, it's been amazing. I mean, this isn't Eric Paschal. This isn't Nico Mannion. This isn't Alan Smilagich.
You're never letting those names go.
This isn't Michael Mulder.
No, they were placeholders until the adults came back in the room. And I don't want to diminish what they did or, you know, the service they provided. But that team 2 years ago was god-awful. The team last year was Curry and the same god-awful team. This year, you finally saw that with everybody on the floor again, they are now a contender.
But you didn't even see that to game one of the Denver series, basically.
No, but when you saw two of them, you saw more than you saw the year before.
Yeah.
And definitely more than the year before that. So, you know, it's, you know, what happened was the Warriors lost 2 years of their lifespan, but it wasn't the last 2 years of their lifespan. They managed to, you know, get back swinging. And it has also helped them, and we should say this, that the conference has opened up for them in a lot of ways. Fair Phoenix enough. Failing, Memphis getting Ja Morant hurt and being sort of too young for the stage yet, and, you know, the Lakers no longer being a factor. You know, this is a little bit reminiscent of 2015, where they got breaks when other teams weren't fully healthy or weren't fully together, but they took advantage of them because they don't sit there and put an asterisk on the trophy when they hand it to you.
Have you read the Howard Beck Sports Illustrated piece?
Yes.
About the Warriors? It was pretty good, man. Howard Beck basically saying, you know, the Warriors are the NBA's only true superpower if temporarily forgotten for a year or two. And here's what Howard wrote, and I want to share some bullet points with you. He says, in an era of rampant parity and uncommon volatility, the Warriors are a great outlier, the NBA's only enduring superpower. Consider, no NBA champion has repeated since the Warriors went back-to-back in 2017 and 18. None of the three champions, the Raptors, the Lakers, the Bucks, even made it back to the finals. Last year's champ, Milwaukee, and the runner-up, Phoenix, fail to even make the conference finals this year. That's how volatile this league is. In fact, none of the four teams of the 2021 conference finals made it back. The Hawks failed in the first round. The Suns and Bucks go down in the second round, and the Clippers are missing the postseason altogether. In 2014 and 15, the West, since 2014-15, the West has seen 10 franchises make at least one conference finals, while the East has had six. But the one constant, it's the Warriors, now logging their sixth conference finals in 8 years against their fifth different opponent while aiming for a sixth finals and a fourth championship. It really is something else. Howard Beck in Sports Illustrated kind of laying it all out. And to sort of get back to where we are, I mean, I think the season's already, Ray, and I'm not trying to lower the bar of the ultimate goal that is an NBA championship to make everything have a nice ending no matter how it ends. This year, from this point on, and, you know, as Derek Harper said, the Dallas Mavericks are playing with house money. Aren't the Golden State Warriors able to sell themselves that almost a little bit too? I mean, they'd probably be stretching it a little bit more.
It is a stretch. It's not a ridiculous stretch, but it's a stretch because under no circumstances would you look at these two healthy teams and say that Dallas is significantly better or even as good. The Warriors, based on talent, ought to win this. But we saw what talent got you. Dallas is here even though they didn't have the most talent against Phoenix. And Memphis is not here, even though they probably had as much talent and a very gritty persona that didn't really suit the Warriors very well. That's a much harder series than people are giving it credit for. And you might see some signs of that in this series. But, you know, when you've got the 3 seed and the 4 seed, 3 seeds will occasionally get to a conference final. 4 seeds almost never do. So if they lose to Dallas, I mean, depending on how they do it, you might still be able to muster up some disappointment and a feeling like they missed an opportunity.
Well, sure, because we also know that they're running out of these opportunities. So you better make hay while the sun is shining on you this deep into a year, because nothing is guaranteed, as Howard Beck just pointed out. Things change so rapidly, including how the Warriors even function. But to me, this year, it had three prongs to it. There were three things that needed to align for it to be an unqualified success. The first was to get the core back in place. Curry, Clay, Draymond, the band is back together, tuned up and playing well. That's happened. The second part was to get the next generation in line. And this is an almost incomplete, because through all of this, a huge piece to their what was supposed to be present and certainly in their future hasn't even really arrived yet in James Wiseman. But the other pieces, Poole, who will still consider a young player, along with the rookies, Kuminga and Moody. Moody's still much more of a question mark. We haven't seen enough, but we have seen enough of Kuminga to start thinking, man, that's a really good pick for the Golden State Warriors. And Jordan Poole is, you know, again, our pet project. There is no doubt about it. He's been phenomenal. And so you wanted to get the two timelines basically working, contending in the present while preparing for the future. And that's what the Warriors are doing right now. They're contending in the present while preparing for the future. And that's an exciting place to be. As a sports fan, it's a rare place to be. As a Golden State Warrior fan, it's an unheard of place to be. You know, it's not enough to have just gone through a dynasty, the Warriors' really first dynasty ever, five straight NBA finals, and think, yeah, you know, in a couple more years, we're just going to sort of like run it all back while it's looking a little new all at the same time. But they're doing it. They're doing it. It's happening. Like all the things that you were told might not happen, they were wrong. The team was right. And it's happening. And if they win eight more times before the end of this year, there's a parade that goes up Market Street. It's amazing. It's amazing. I would not have expected the Warriors to have been here around the trade deadline. I'm sure that when the Dallas Mavericks were moving Kristaps Porzingis, they didn't think they were going to be here. But here we are. The trajectory of both of these teams has brought them to this moment. And it's amazing. It's amazing how the Warriors got here this year. This was not easy. This was a very bumpy ride up to this point.
But that's why it's the most interesting of the teams in this 2013 to now era, this decade, because they have the most flaws and they have the most exposed nerve endings. And I've said this before, 2015 was the best year they'll ever have because it was the first one. This is the one that they'll probably remember with more satisfaction if they do, as you suggest, win it all, because this will have been the hardest pull
and
by
sort of,
far.
And it came out of thin air, considering that you didn't even get that core back until game one of the Western game one of the first round. Curry's coming off the bench, for goodness sakes. That's how close that almost didn't even be to the starting point of, hey, we're all back together. So it's just something else. I haven't heard many wasting Steph's prime segments lately. Anyone else doing those segments? Anyone else trying to set up tent and live in that tent these days? I mean, because that was a talking point in the media. We're talking about serious people, not just the lunatics. We're talking about how the Warriors are now wasting Steph Curry's prime. And if you don't believe me, the leading voice in that conversation came from the locker room itself. Andre Iguodala couldn't stop talking about how the Warriors are blowing it. They got to get rid of these rookies to make sure they're ready to what? Be hosting game one of the Western Conference Finals? Warriors got it right. Well, but what about the big man that they're going to need? Okay. All right. They ain't perfect. We get it. They got it right. They're in game one of the Western Conference Finals with their Hall of Fame core and all of their young assets intact and a guy who is still, we don't even know who he is yet, James Wiseman. I mean, I wanted to do this segment to appreciate the now. I'm even more excited about the future.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.